kind of exploded onto the scene with their last album, their second album. And on that album was a song that really blew up called Middle of a Heart. It really tells the story of how a young man can grow up in the South, sort of idolizing the idea of going to war, learning how to shoot because they like to hunt, and sort of being a country kid who's around guns and thinking, well, I'm good at this. I'll take this out into the world and do something with it. And then the effects of that on them and their family and what happens when young men go to war.
Yeah, and I think Adeem is somebody that is inspired a lot by the John Prine, Towns Van Zandt kind of folk country tradition that has taken on such tough issues.
Yeah, Adeem's really done a great job becoming a strong, strong country music storyteller. And I think this song highlights that. And it clearly resonated because it's sort of blown their career up.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's Middle of the Heart by Adeem the Artist.
Daddy's gonna buy me a brand new gun, show me how to clean it in the yard. Papa says he can't wait to see me fire with that steady arm. A couple hours of waiting and some heavy concentration put a bullet through the middle of her heart. Everybody's gonna be so glad to see the freezer full of fresh deer meat. Mama's gonna be so proud of me when we get back to the farm. Nights get longer, days get hard. I learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart. I learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart. Carlene asked if she could marry me, driving around in daddy's car. I gave her my graduation ring down by the lumber yard. I felt the violent hit of her passionate kiss like a bullet through the middle of a heart. Everybody's gonna be so glad to see her down the aisle at our wedding. Mama's gonna be so proud of spinning around a steel guitar. It's like a bullet through the middle of a heart. It hits like a bullet through the middle of a heart. Daddy paid his service till his time was due. His buddy recruits these days. Says I can make my country proud and get my education paid. Face them fears, make it 3 years, and brother, you'll have it made. Everybody's gonna be so glad to see, and wearing that robe with my degree. Mama's gonna be so proud of me. God bless the USA. But nights get longer, days stay hard. I learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart. I learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart. I didn't have a grudge to bear to any of the people there, but I came home haunted by the lives my duty cost. I felt the barrel's tip against my ribs, put a bullet through the middle of a heart. Everybody's gonna be so sad to see the flag disappear into the earth with me. Mama, do you think you still believe I'm gonna see the face of God? Nights get longer, the light goes dark. I have learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart. I have learned to put a bullet through the middle of a heart.
All right, next up we have Traveling Soldier by the Chicks. Drew, this song came out while I was in high school. It was right around the time that we experienced 9/11 and the invasion of Iraq right after that. And I think, you know, this was one of the first songs that I heard from the Chicks. And I just really thought that they did a great job of capturing what it was like to be, you know, in a small town. To be in a small town during a time of war. Obviously, here they're talking about Vietnam, but I think it wasn't a coincidence that it came out right around the time of the Second Iraq War.
Yeah, and I think it's also great and interesting to have a song written from this perspective. A lot of songs we hear are from the parents' perspective or the soldiers, and this one is sort of about the young women who grew up during that tumultuous time in America where so many young men were being shipped off and then brought back either broken or unfortunately in a pine box. And, you know, Natalie, the singer and songwriter from the Chicks is great at that. It's great at showing that perspective.
And I think that just the story here that you hear, I mean, it does a great job in this song of having a story that is a good story outside of any really any real context, but then when you incorporate it into what was happening in the world at that time, it's just a great way of talking about a specific thing that's happening in a specific song, but doing it in a way that makes it more universal. And I think that really good country songs are, you know, songs about specific things and specific stories, but they tell them in a way that we all can relate to them.
100% agree.
All right, here's Traveling Soldier by the Chicks.
18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told. One Friday night at a football ball game. The Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming home.
Next up, we're going to hear from Amanda Shires, the Deslandes, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. So stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes. Drew, the next few songs we're going to play, we have one song that is an actual throwback, and then two songs that have that real throwback sound. And Amanda Shires, that's the first song we're going to play, Honky Tonk Heroes. This is a song that I think a lot of people will know and recognize from Waylon Jennings, but I think Amanda Shires just does such an excellent job of covering it.
It's also interesting when you have a cover sung from someone who's the opposite gender or has a different life experience, because sometimes it kind of does change the context of the song when the singer's a different person.
Yeah, I think that Honky Tonks are probably one of the best examples of that, right? Like the the man talking about a honky tonk hero might feel a little bit different than a woman talking about a honky tonk hero. I mean, it might come across as a little bit more tongue in cheek when a woman sings about it, or a little bit more recognizing the arrogance that I think sometimes would come with that honky tonk lifestyle, especially that honky tonk heroes dynamic. And I think that's something that comes out in Amanda Shires.
I do agree with you and your point 100%, but I have to say that in my admittedly limited experience honky tonking, the hardest honky tonkers I've ever known were three women who went by the name the Backhoes. They weren't even in a band. They just named themselves that. And I'll say no more. So they're out here too.
That's true. That's true. And we should give them credit. Do you want to talk a little bit about Amanda Shires for those who might not know her work?
Well, Amanda Shires was introduced to me as the fiddle player in Jason Isbell's great band, the 400 Unit. Then I started seeing that she was putting out her own music, self-written, a lot of it self-produced. And I don't know if there's a singer songwriter quite like her in the genre. She has a witchy aspect to her, for lack of a better way to describe it, that kind of reminds me almost of Stevie Nicks in the poetry of her lyrics and the sort of metaphors that she uses. There's not many cliches in her songs, because a lot of what she says, it's on a different plane of existence. And I think it's great.
I totally agree. Here's Honky Tonk Heroes by Amanda Shires.
Oh, down leaving sun, done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I best believe in well enough alone. Neon light nights can stay out of fights, keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. It seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, parking them tables and gently blowing on my hard-earned pay. Piano roll the blues, dance toes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be for lovable losers and no-account boozers and honky-tonk heroes like me.
Well, Drew, next up we have Hero by the Dislons. This is a song that I'm guessing most people don't know. It's from a recent album. The Dislons are an Americana group from New Orleans. And their music, I think, is a good example of blending together that rock and folk and country, bluegrass, Zydeco music. I mean, it's really the entire scope of country music into one band. And the reason I like this song, the reason why I wanted to include this song, is because I think sometimes... You know, there's that old saying that everybody wants to be the hero of their story. But sometimes, like, when you're really down, it just almost feels heroic to get up and face another day. And I think they have a sound that really reinforces that, that bluesy style, that kind of that sadder style. And I think this song is just a really good example of songs that celebrate just the everyday nature of kind of being your own hero.
Yeah, you got to celebrate those everyday heroes. It's important to remember that they exist and that you probably are one, whether you want to acknowledge it in yourself or not. I'm also really glad we're throwing some Zydeco influence in here, because I think that's a really underrated, underrepresented, and awesome type of American music.
Yeah, and Zydeco music kind of sounds a little bit Cajun. Sometimes it has an accordion sound to it. We've played a few other songs. Brothers Osborne, I think, play some Zydeco music. So it's definitely a genre that's always kind of out there, but sometimes isn't included in that mainstream country catalog. All right, well, here's Hero by the Deslandes.
Matt, up next, we have Heroes by some names maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with. I hope you can hear the sarcasm in my voice when I tell you that the song is by Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings. Classic guys, classic song, classic theme. I love it. It's a great song.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense that Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings produce a song called Heroes. I mean, they're kind of the original heroes of modern country music.
The Outlaws, baby.
Yeah,
and that's an interesting thing that we also borrowed from the Westerns, was you make the outlaw the hero.
Absolutely, and I think it's so true with Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings. I mean, we've talked about it in the past, but a lot of times we forget how a lot of their music was rejected by you know, mainstream country of their time. And they kind of said, you know what, forget you. We're going to just go out on our own and we're going to do this. And looking back on them, it's so clear that they were operating on a completely different level.
They defined an era.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's Heroes by Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings.
Heroes, larger than life, up on the screen, every night on the late show. Oh, what a great show. Heroes, under the gun, fighting for justice for everyone, and we follow wherever they go. Heroes, standing up tall, taking their chances, risking it all, so you know they'll always be heroes. Heroes, so good to know, hard to find, sad when they go, like the shadow on the high road. Heroes, ever on track, never give up, never look back, never lay low, oh, never grow. They'll always be heroes. Ride on, safe from all danger. Where have you been for so long? I've been waiting for another star to rise in my night again. Give me a reason we all must carry on, like all the heroes have done. In the fight, calling for courage, trying to do right when the dust blows and the light goes. Heroes, tried and true, one for the other, ready to do it tomorrow, like it was last show. Heroes, put to the test, keeping a promise, doing their best, so you know they'll always be heroes. Ride on, safe from all danger. Where have you been for so long? Like all the heroes have done.
All right, well, we still have a few songs left on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from the Highwaymen, George Jones with Randy Travis, and a song from Alan Jackson, so stick around.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s, light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid-20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. It's 33 at our studios.
Country Legends 24-7. 105.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. We still have a few songs left here on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. And I think in many ways, Drew, we've saved the best for last. I mean, next we're going to hear from some of the original heroes of modern country music. We're going to hear from the Highwaymen, which are a cast of heroes. We're going to hear from Randy Travis and George Jones, and then also Alan Jackson. I mean, it's just such a great lineup.
I'm pumped about it.
Absolutely. Well, next we have Living Legend by the Highwaymen. One thing I really miss about the classic country music is there was so much collaboration. I feel like we don't see as much collaboration today as we've done in the past.
No, and I would argue that's because a lot of our country stars aren't writing their own songs, so they're vying for good songs instead of working on them together. Obviously, we've had a few collaborations that have been great, but it's almost as if they wrote this song about themselves. Not really, but Living Legend, well, it's hard for me to think of a better example of a living legend than Willie Nelson or Kris Kristofferson. You know, May, Waylon, and Johnny, rest in peace. They're no longer with us, but certainly were legends. But I just love that we have these two living legends still out there, still, in Willie's case, making music.
Well, here is Living Legend by the Highwaymen.
Against the wall, were we better men than we'd ever been before? Say, if she came again today, would you still answer to the call? Tell the truth, my friend, don't it matter anymore? We were simple men by her side when she was born.
Talking about the dream, it was simple then, like the freedom when you fall. And we were smaller than you see, but soon we gathered like a storm. They don't understand what that thunder meant at all.
Ever been before,
for 200 years ago, say if she came again today, would you still answer to the call?
Or tomorrow?
Tell the truth, my friend, don't it matter anymore?
Well, next up, we have A Few Old Country Boys by George Jones and Randy Travis. The reason I wanted to include that song in this show is because George Jones was such a hero of Randy Travis, and this is a song that they did together, and it's, I think, a great song. Obviously, it's from the early 90s when country music was changing so much, and we saw such an influence of pop music on country music. This was a song that George Jones collaborated with Randy Travis, saying it's great to see singers, young singers at the time, like Randy Travis, coming up and still holding to that country music tradition. And I think it's just such a great example of, at that time, old school, new school coming together, playing a song. And I love a good play on words in country music. And sometimes country boys are the good guys, sometimes in movies and film, they're the bad guys. But this is a song that's really talking about people that are holding to a tradition, and in this case, traditional country music. And because you have somebody like Randy Travis playing with their hero, George Jones, I wanted to include it on today's show. So here is A Few Old Country Boys by George Jones and Randy Travis.
Not too many years ago, when dreams weren't coming true, I'd reach for inspiration. Sometimes it would be you. I'd hear you on the radio. I sure didn't like your sound. It's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming down the line. We heard you were a fast train coming out of Carolina. Wondered what you were hauling when you rolled into town. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. You must have felt that same old feeling more than once or twice. Guitars pressed against our hearts under the neon lights. I've got to say that feeling is the best that I have found. Lord, it's good to know there's still a few country boys around. There's a lot of truth, you know, in our kind of songs about the life you're living and how love's done you wrong.
As long as there's a jukebox
and a honky-tonk in town. It's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. It's good to know there's still a few old country boys around.
Am I going to overdub something like that?
Well, next up, we have a song by a country singer that I think is accepted in every genre of country music. That's, of course, Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson is a pop country singer with a traditional country heritage. You know, he's grew up in Georgia, moved to Tennessee. As the story goes, he never would have became famous except for the fact that his wife was working as a flight attendant and ran into Glenn Campbell and said, "Hey, what should my husband do? He's a good singer trying to make it here in Nashville." And Glenn Campbell gave her the card of his agent and told Alan Jackson to call his agent. And I guess the rest is history. The next song we're going to hear is Working Class Hero by Alan Jackson. It's from his Don't Rock the Jukebox album in the early 90s. I think that might be one of his most popular albums. 5 number one hits on there. And George Jones, the Possum, makes a cameo on Just Playing Possum. So I think if you have at least one Alan Jackson CD in your collection still, it's probably that one. And this one is Working Class Hero. I wanted to include it here, obviously, because of today's theme. I think the simple living, hardworking, underappreciated hero is a really strong theme in country music, and it's one that we hear from Alan Jackson. So next we're going to play Working Class Hero by Alan Jackson.
A calloused right hand holds a shiny gold watch, 30 years spent on the clock. But you won't see no tears. This working class hero has always been hard as a rock. He knows he's too old to really start over. Besides, he just wouldn't know how. Well, I guess he's just glad that he's not alone. He's got to wonder what now. Cause there's no hall of fame for that working class hero. No statue carved out of stone. His greatest reward is the love of a woman and his children. It's after he's gone. That old working class hero lives. That three-bedroom house he built in the 50s seems so much bigger today. With just him and mama and not many bills, as all of the kids moved away. What he's done with his life might not be remembered, but he's got every right to be proud. Cause of blood, sweat, and years, this working class hero is really what living's about. There's no hall of fame for that working class hero. No statue carved out of stone. His greatest reward is the love of a woman and his children. It's after he's gone. That old working class hero lives on. Yeah, that working class hero lives on. that working class hero lives on.
Well, that's all the time that we have today for the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm so glad that you were able to join us and listen in as we talk about and listen to and celebrate country songs about heroes. Thanks so much to my co-host, Drew Morgan. You can find more about Drew by visiting drewmorgancomedy.com. For everybody here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Matt Hildreth.
Vince Gill on Country Legends 24/7.
I don't think country music has ever, until just recently, been extremely image conscious. You know, I think other forms of music definitely have, you know. Country music has become very image conscious now, you know. Still goes back to, you know, just play and sing, and it's not a fashion show, and that's not what I'm about, so. And I've succeeded my way. I think guys like Willie Nelson have succeeded their way, and Merle Haggard has succeeded their way. They weren't, you know, I guess they had one, but it wasn't what they wore or whatever. It was the songs they wrote and the way they sang that provided their image.
105.5 FM.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yes, sir.
never gone.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong. All right, I think of you. Sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam.
See the game you play.
it's happened to. Oh, tell me, how's it feel now that you're the one? How's it feel to be the one? How's it feel now that you're the one? It's happened to. You're the one, oh, you're the one. Yeah, you're the one, oh, you're the one.
CBS News Special Report. A drone attack has killed three American service members and injured at least 25 others, according to U.S. CENTCOM. CBS News Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan.
This attack happened in a remote area in the northeast portion of Jordan, according to CENTCOM, near the Syria border.
President Biden released a statement about the attack this morning. CBS's Bo Erickson.
What was very specific about the president's statement is that he attributed this attack to Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq.
As correspondent David Martin reports, this is far from the first recent drone attack on U.S. bases in the Middle East.
There are close to 160 attacks. In almost all of those attacks, no one has been seriously injured until now.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Wendy Gillette.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s. Light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid-20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. It's 33 at our studios.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I've got some friends down in Houston who know me quite well. They'll be more than happy to put me in.